Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving professional services business. To subscribe to the show, visit marketingoutloud.fm.
Hey guys, I'm in the car again today. I hope this is not too unbearable for you. If it's really bad and you just can't bring yourself to listen, do me a favor, send me a note, you know, by email or LinkedIn. Let me know that, you know, hey, the car audios, they're just not working for me. And like, I can't promise I'll stop doing it, but I promise I'll try to do it as little as possible. So I sent an email the other day to a prospect that I'd had a couple of conversations with, and I wanted to invite him to join my group coaching program, the 90 Day Pipeline, which is currently an invite-only program. I'm very particular about who I let in. And I thought, based on our conversations, that this guy was a good fit. He had the right attitude, the right approach, and you know, I thought we could do some good work together. So I invited him to enroll in the program because I've opened up a new cohort to start first week of February. And you know, he replied and basically said, "Hey, it looks like a great program, but I'm already working with another coach, and that combined with client work keeps me pretty busy. So now's not really the right time." So there's a couple of ways that I could have responded to that email. And when I say respond, I mean in terms of my reaction to the email. One is from a place of scarcity. And the scarcity response looks something like this. Oh my God, why is he working with that guy? I'm better than that other coach. He should be working with me. I should have followed up with him sooner. Maybe I could have gotten the deal before the other guy did. What am I going to do now? I have to fill another spot in my program. This is one less lead that I have to work with. That's the scarcity approach. Okay. Now, needless to say, that approach leads you down a pretty terrible path, right? It gets you down. It gets you maybe, not depressed is an extreme word, but I mean, it definitely tanks your motivation, right? You're not all of a sudden excited to get on the next call or to send the next email. You're now a little bit down in the dumps. You're wondering, why did he choose him over me? Was it timing? Did I do something wrong? All these things are going through your head, which really don't produce much of an outcome for you. I mean, they don't really get you anywhere productive, because there's a number of reasons why he might have chosen a competitor over you. Some of it may have to do with you. Maybe the competitor's a better fit. Maybe, you know, they just had the right program for the right time or the right offer. And maybe it has nothing to do with you. Maybe it's just that, you know, for a variety of reasons, that other provider is a better fit than you were for that particular client, and that's perfectly okay. The other way to react to this kind of situation is through an abundance mindset. And the abundance mindset would go something like this. Hey, you know what? Good for him. He's gotten the help that he needs. He's getting good results. I know that coach is good. We may be different. We approach things in different ways, but I know he's good at what he does, and I'm sure he's in good hands. So good for him. You know what? There's a lot of other people out there that I could work with who are probably a better fit for me. Maybe this wouldn't have worked out anyways. So I'm just going to move on to the next lead and see if I can find people that are more in line with my approach and my worldview and the way that I do business so I can work with them. Okay, so the abundance mindset reminds you that, hey, look, there's plenty of fish in the sea, right? This is one lead, one contact, one prospect. Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't come back. It doesn't really matter, right? You're not going to bet your business on one lead. There's plenty of people out there that you could work with. So instead of getting down in the dumps and belaboring the point and, you know, pontificating on why they didn't choose me, why they chose the other guy, focus that energy on going out and finding other clients who are a good fit to work with you and who will choose you over the competition because you've got the goods that they need. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.